What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yeah, a lot of people are getting behind this slap fighting thing.
Yeah. You know, first thing, I got to say this. I've been waiting because I've been laughing about this all day. Is on Facebook earlier today, my wife told me, the deal with the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap situation, Will Smith is going to have his status with the Academy reviewed. He potentially could lose his Oscar. It's going to be something that plays out for the next couple of weeks. He should have got ejected, and it would have been okay. Chris Rock refused to press charges.
Yeah, he decided to let that go. Sure.
This after we heard reports today that Will Smith was asked to leave the Oscars, and he said, "No, I'm not leaving." Somebody on Facebook said, "Oh my God, this Will Smith slapping Chris Rock at the Oscars is such out of the page of a 30 Rock sketch." And I'm laughing, and I'm laughing at all times during the day because I'm just thinking of Tracy Morgan saying, "And they did that to me, Liz Lemon. They put me on stage with Jamie Lee Curtis and the dog after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock on stage at the Oscars, and then he walks away." I could just see Tracy Morgan saying that as part of it.
That's pretty good. Now I also have a see, you're digging that and the hypothetical, and I was laughing all day because it kept popping in. Someone went and added the graphics of the fish from Fish Story slapping with a fin the zebra from Madagascar with their voices as part of the process. I'm like, all right, this is next level stuff now.
Circus, slap fight circus, slap fight circus.
I tell you, just next level. Just keep. There's more layers to this that just keep unfolding. So folks saying, hey, you should move past it. Yeah, there's real world problems, and nobody forgets about any of those. Some real tragic things going on, no question about it. But when it comes to sports, television, and radio, and for your radio, you know, non-news channel, it's all about hyperbole, speculation, and trying to find some laughs mixed in. We have to talk about a lot of serious stuff here, right? We've done a lot of serious hours about Antonio Brown, about Deshaun Watson, about so many other cases that have played out. Trevor Bauer trying to figure out heads or tails of what was going on in that situation. Still are, right? But when you can have a situation that brings everybody to the table and you recognize pieces of the absurdity of it, and bringing in 30 Rock or cartoon fish and zebras, we all at least get a quick chuckle and some of that anger and angst gets let out of the room. At least that's one man's humble opinion.
Now, I'm being told that we actually have audio of Will Smith's hearing. Alex Tyshirt, is that true? We have audio of the hearing that Will Smith had?
Absolutely. The great Bo Benson himself sitting in tonight with me actually got me this audio. He went there during the day, got the sound clip, and said, let's play it tonight. You guys want to hear it?
Let's get it.
Yeah, well, wait. First of all, Bo, that's a great job today going
nicely
to do that.
Nicely done.
I mean, taking some,
no problem,
I don't think
guys.
You're not going to get paid for that. I mean, I'm sure you had to pay, you know, for parking and all that stuff and lunch, but you're not getting reimbursed. But that's still a great job.
Yeah, no, it's no problem at all.
All right, very good. Hey, you want? Hey, you know what? As a result, why don't you pump your Dodger podcast? Go ahead. That'll be your
yes,
reward.
Everybody, please listen to Swing Shift with myself and Ryan Bershinger. We'd really appreciate it.
And it has returned. It has returned, and you could actually talk baseball.
Exactly.
That moratorium went away, and now you could talk about the greatness of the Dodgers and light candles over who might come to help your pitching staff.
All right, so let's hear the this is from Will Smith's hearing with the Academy earlier today. Go ahead.
I've got to get out of here.
Calm down. Get a hold of yourself.
Stewardess, please, let me handle this.
Calm down. Now get back to your seat. I'll take care of this. Calm down. Get a hold of yourself.
Oh, I think that was Will Smith. I think that at the end right there was Will Smith. And they're all behind with all different weapons. They got the wrench, the lead pipe waiting.
Yeah. You want to fill folks in. Might not understand the reference.
Yes. Okay. That was from, oh, sorry. Sorry. Urban Meyer probably doesn't know what that's from. That's from Airplane, 1980. It was a bit on the airplane when one of the stewardesses, flight attendant Julie Haggerty, was kind of losing her cool, and they all lined up to try to get her to stop losing their cool. They were slapping each other. It was one of those jokes that played well then that might not play as well now.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking it might not play as well now. Then, yes, in 1980, yes, 2022, I don't know.
It's been a minute. It's about the span of my lifetime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Just
wow.
Like that. I mean, the
it
evolution.
Just, who knows? Now, this whole slap fight thing is taking on a life of itself.
No, because, sure. It's good.
We talked about it last hour, and Amante Bolaños brought it up during her update that there's now a slap fight club where people can actually slap fight each other.
Oh, no, it's a professional league. It's a big deal, yeah.
Right. And I'm just picturing back in the early days of the WWF, remember when guys would start and they would just slap each other to start the fight, to start their match, where they would just take turns slapping each other in the face. Oh, an open hand hit, Monsoon. And it would be back and forth. They would slap, and then they would start wrestling.
Well, because you got a much better clap out of that than
you do
a punch, right? Look, people are also trying to figure out in terms of who would be the best slapper. Look, you know, part of it is you got to have hand size comes in. I mean, this is like the NFL combine. I want to get a measurement of everybody's hands. But the other is, you know, that's the ultimate sign of disrespect, right? Punching a guy in the face, you're angry. Okay, you go up and slap somebody. You know, that's seen as a much more disrespectful act, and you're not even giving them the dignity of a punch to the face.
Yeah. Like, slapping somebody and spitting on somebody are the two biggest forms of disrespect.
Yeah, I mean, spitting is just about as dumb as it gets. Slapping, not far behind any of it, especially if all, you know, the old little bit of verbal back and forth. You know, when you've hired professional comedians to come in and do these things, and you've been part of the establishment for 35 years, you know how this works. But when it comes to our slap fight club at Fox Sports Radio, as folks are starting to theorize, like, I've never slapped anybody. I don't know if I'd be great or poor. Do I need to practice? I got a little boxing thing so I can throw a punch, but I got no reach, so unless I can get inside on you, I got problems.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Is it a slap fight where the person has to sit and take it, or can they move?
No, they got to sit and take it.
They can't move.
Yeah,
they sit and take it. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
the whole thing is that you have handles on the, like, desk. Right, so I don't know how wide it is, but think like a railing, you know that you would put a beer down as you're standing at a bar watching a game or something, right?
Because
you don't have a table, you got a railing, but then you have a handle where one hand has to stay there, while you rear back to slap.
See, that's where I think that would take the advantage away from someone like Gottlieb, who's an athlete who could probably still move pretty well, and that would give a big advantage to someone like Ben Maller, who, if I have to stand there and take it, oh boy, that'd be tough.
But now it becomes a matter of how good are you at getting your weight behind it, getting a full extension? I mean, I've got two torn labrums, so I'm already, I'm making excuses that my
you're like in the play-in round.
I'm just telling you, don't bet on me. You're
in the first four.
But the other is based on the way it is. I mean, height advantage is going to be there. Right, because you're going to be able to get a lean and a reach, and because you can't hide. Right, there's only so much you can do, but it's still just the ability to get over the top. Right, to give yourself full extension. Like I probably am barely grazing cheek when it's all said and done. Maybe cutting my fingers on a little bit of stubble. I mean,
okay,
problematic.
All right. Well, you'd be someone I would say, who would be the first person that would use a foreign object? I would say that would be Harmon.
No, come
you'd
on.
Be the
now.
First guy I'd say foreign. Yeah, you want to get out of the playing round because you got bad shoulders. You want to get you're looking for that advantage. You're looking for that. I think you'd be the guy.
Well, I mean, and maybe that's the case. And my love of the WWE, the AWA, World Class Championship Wrestling, all the way through, everything that has made me who I am, both on the microphone and as a man, I would bring to bear. And part of that is my love and fascination with the bad guy.
Okay.
And I'm not just talking about Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, rest in peace. I'm talking about all of them. Right? The dirtiest player in the game. Everybody that's used that tagline. What Bret Hart has done in his career. The Rock when he was a bad guy. The access of evil. The brothers of destruction. Right? You got your Undertaker and Kane. I mean, all the way through back to Ric Flair and Rowdy Roddy Piper. I got them all.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Now, a little bit on last hour, we talked about the Tom Brady situation now that Bruce Arians has been kicked upstairs. He is now going to be in the Bucs front office. He is no longer the Bucs head coach, and Todd Bowles will take over as the new head coach. We'll have much more on this story coming up in a few minutes and why this retirement by Tom Brady can be seen in a completely different light, although the same light if you listen to our show. I said a few minutes ago, I believe in the Bucs more now than I did before. And it's really weird, but that the only personnel change they've had has been their head coach is no longer their head coach. And usually you think, okay, in the off season, a head coach retires, at least that's going to be a big blow. But a lot of the NFL and a lot of athletes is about making sure that they're in a position to succeed. And I always say the same thing about girls I coach in soccer and softball. I say the same thing when someone asks me about why I do something with one player or why this year, I always say, a happy player is a good player, right? And you know, at the level I'm coaching with, you know, girls that are, you know, 12 and 13 years old, it's, hey, if you're not happy playing a position, give it a try. But if you're really happy playing another one, I know I'm going to get a better effort. You know, I always subscribe to the fact that a happy player is a good player. And that's almost kind of where you're at right now with Brady. He was so unhappy. The guy retired. And now that Bruce Arians isn't going to be the head coach there anymore, and they had their qualms and their fights that they went back and forth on, Brady, it's almost like going to be Brady unleashed this year. Now I have nothing to worry about. I have to worry about being at odds with Bruce Arians over him being upset with me in public or holding us back because I'm working on things 24/7. He comes in at the end and says, no, I don't like this. I don't like this, right? The whole big red pen storyline that Bruce would come into to the meeting on offense at the end of the week and say, no, I don't like this. And would make corrections. It would really piss off Brady and some of the other coaches. Brady's now going to be someone that's gotten everything he's won. We'll have to worry about fighting through what's going on with Tampa Bay this year and the head coaching. Now it's my team and it's my offense. And I trust Tom Brady to be a guy who's motivated to do the right things and to do it because he's always been self-motivated. So the fact that now you're going to get a Brady who's happy, because look, when you're so upset that you retire as a bit of leverage and realizing you may have to stay retired if things don't change, that's a guy that's not happy. And now, with no Bruce Arians, Tom Brady's going to be the happiest guy in the world. You're going to see, and it's going to be a big season for Tampa. He'll be better this year than he was last year because now he's got that weight off his shoulders of having to fight with Arians or having to fight for what he thinks the offense should be doing. Doesn't have to worry about that anymore. So that's why, yeah, because he's now a happier player, I like the Bucs more now than I did 2.5 hours ago.
Yeah, I was feeling pretty good about him anyway, except those games against the New Orleans Saints. There's some bad voodoo going on in those games. And I say that knowing full and well the history and what you can find if you walk around New Orleans enough. And, you know, the shadow man is truly there. Right, I once stood outside a church, and with the shadows that were out there, I was convinced that the battle of good and evil was going down that night in New Orleans. But for Tom Brady, yeah, you get a bunch of your big weapons back. You add Russell Gage, right? Leonard Fournette said, yeah, I'll come back for another run. Yeah, you lost Ronald Jones. You can replace him as long as that offensive line is ready, right? Jensen comes back. Wirfs will be healthy. That you should be ready to run through the division. And certainly the NFC is this Red Sea is parted for you there. See, we're getting all our Tom Brady Lenten biblical things because it's almost time for the annual Charlton Heston 10 Commandments on Sunday night, a week from now. So we'll get ready for that. But it's the idea that, yeah, sure, happiness plays. You need a little bit of, you know, angst, though, right? I mean, you're just not moving a player. They still have to go earn that position, Smith. You know, as long as the kid's the one that's telling you they're unhappy. If it's mom and dad, no, they're old enough. Mom and dad don't need to be involved in that coaching. But for Tom Brady, I don't know how much more he can do individually.
I don't know. Brady's dad likes to say a lot of things. Hey, here, let me tell you what happened. Every time we wait and things go away for a couple weeks, it's, let me tell you about what's going on with my son. And, hey, Tom Brady's dad is involved. It's been a while. Well, he likes to get involved.
But here's the question. Does he seek them out, or is he sitting there reading the newspaper, watching, I don't know, The Town, and then the phone rings?
The Town!
Thank you. I'm here all night here on Fox Sports
Radio. Let's go watch The Town again. I got to watch that movie. That was a great movie. Jeremy Renner was better in that than he was in The Hurt Locker. Vote Quimby. We're watching The Town.
You like that? See? That's the improvisational wit and brilliance that you get here at Fox Sports Radio.
That's one thing, because, you know, Zoe's in Boston and New York this week on her trip. And I've been okay the last day. Now that she got there and is having fun and
well, you were good enough to take a nap.
Yeah, and I kept asking her. I said, "Hey, ask the teachers; they will take you to where they shot some of The Town." And she was like, "What?" I go, "Just it's a movie.
That's
you haven't seen
best.
It yet." And she looked up. She goes, "Dad, it's a movie about a big bank robbery at Fenway Park." I go, "I know. It's an awesome movie. See if they'll take you to some of the sights of The Town."
I love that. That might be the funniest thing that that comes out of all of this for her trip.
Excuse me.
We were worried about you as it started, but you seem to have calmed down pretty well.
Miss Johnson, can you take me? My dad says Jeremy Renner's last stand where he drinks the soda and walks out into the street.
I'd like to take a picture next to that mailbox.
Oh, no, well, thanks. It has been, like I said, Monday night was rough, her leaving and flying there, getting there, and then, you know, starting the next day. But the last couple of days, I've been okay. Now that I know she's there and things are going okay and she's having fun, it's great. Now I've been much better. But there's a part of me wanted to get on a plane right after and go after. I can get on a plane right now, and I could be there in 5 hours. And I don't like flying at all, but I'll do it. I'll get there. The last couple of days has been a little bit better, so it's good.
Okay, good. Good. Nice. The long road begins with that first step.
Exactly. There you go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Tonight's show brought to you by one of our favorite cities, Las Vegas, the greatest arena on earth. Every game, match, race, and competition, it is always on. Whoever you root for, whatever sport you love to watch, the biggest games are even bigger in Vegas, so make sure to plan your trip today at visitlasvegas.com. I'm going to get Rick Bucher coming up in a couple minutes here to talk NBA with us, but let me say this, Mike Harmon, because you know I like to make trades here on the show, and I'm a pretty good GM. Looking at two players who are really upset with their teams after the last little bit, Julius Randle for the last few months, Donovan Mitchell for at least the last couple of months.
Same blank again, man.
Listen,
same blank again.
We can do Julius Randle for Donovan Mitchell right now if you want. I'm sure the NBA would waive the the past the trade deadline. We could do that trade now. We can. I am okay if the Knicks want to make that move. We want to go Julius Randle for Donovan Mitchell. Yes, let's do it.
Okay, I'm sure you're happy with that.
I'm completely okay with it.
Yeah, that's like the fantasy baseball trade that I can't reject fast enough. Get the hell out of here.
But what if you had to? What if Donovan Mitchell says, I want out, we got to make the salaries match, and Randle might, all right, are we going to get a player better than Julius Randle?
Yeah, Utah's looking all over the place. Randle? Well, no, because now we get back into the, all right, are you box score watching in terms of what player can we get back? Thinking that, okay, he goes to Utah, and because there's less quote-unquote pressure on him, that suddenly he goes back to dominating? Is that what you're banking on here? No. That's like when Carson Wentz left the Eagles. I'm like, I don't want this guy. Like, he wilted. Wilted.
He wilted is not a word. Wilted.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to add more words to the dictionary because you need them. He wilted. And then we saw the Jim Irsay comments. I polled a bunch of veterans, and they said he had to go, essentially. Same thing here. If I'm Utah, I'm not bringing that guy in there. That's not helping me. And there's 28 other teams that I could talk to go find somebody else. Just make the salaries match.
You have an upset player. We have an upset player. He makes a lot of money. Our guy makes a lot of money. I think it works.
No, just because the Knicks are getting over on this trade,
that should be
doesn't
trade.
Mean you can. No, you can't try to make it happen just because your team ends up getting the much better asset. Get out of here.
Why can't I? Sometimes, look, it's not always having to get the better asset. Sometimes you're backed into a corner. And if both teams are backing their teams into a corner, you got to make a trade somehow.
Yeah, no. If this wasn't the Knicks, you wouldn't be so giddy. You would have found another guy that was unhappy because there's plenty of them out there.
You just need to work a little harder. I would say, how about Kyrie for Donovan Mitchell? But every other team in the NBA is going, no. He is your problem now. Don't try to send Kyrie Irving to us. He's your guy. He's your guy. No. Not happening. No. No, but Julius Randle, he's upset. He doesn't want to be a Knick anymore. He's upset when they win. He doesn't talk to the media. He's upset at the fans. He makes things divisive with his team. He needs out. Yes, he needs out. He'll be out. He's in his final days as a Knick. And, the more time goes on, Donovan Mitchell's going to have to wind up going someplace else because clearly he's not happy. Yes, he signed. He signed for the money. Okay, doesn't mean he's not tradable. He'll be someone that wants to go. And in an age now where you are seeing players that you're seeing in the NFL going, I want out, and they're all getting dealt, don't think NBA players aren't looking at that saying, I can do that. James Harden sounded it all. right? When he first, a year ago, said this is untenable, this situation can't be fixed, dropped the mic. 2 days later, he was a Brooklyn Net. All the NFL players saw that. And when you complained enough, guys got traded. Guys wanted out. Eventually, they got traded. They stars could stand up and say, you know what? I want to go someplace else. I'll get my money. I have the leverage. We saw all kinds of quarterbacks move because they had to leave. Because the Seahawks couldn't put up with Russell Wilson anymore, he had to go. Because the Colts had to get rid of Carson Wentz, they had to find a way to move him, they moved him. Because the Texans finally had an opening to trade Deshaun Watson, they traded him. And Deshaun Watson still got paid. You don't think NBA stars are going, oh, it's a lot easier than I expect to be traded. Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm upset with how things are going. I want out. And guys are going to wind up getting out. And if Donovan Mitchell wants to go to New York, which, you know, let's face it, you know, New York guy, okay.
Oh, hey, finally appreciation for my game.
Make it happen.
Look at you.
I'll tell you, that's what
everybody, buddy. Like, you're like the guys that walk around our studios. Lakers, next Laker, future Laker. Look at, I photoshopped this guy into a Laker uniform. Now it's Knicks. You know what? You should all be slapping each other. Let's go.
Right now, speaking of the NBA, marquee game of the night, somehow defying expectation, the Warriors are tied with the Suns, 96-96, less than 2 minutes left to go. Devin Booker's got 20 for the Suns. Meanwhile, Jordan Poole having a monstrous night for the Warriors with 33 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists. Again, what can we point the Warrior struggles back to? Again, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. They haven't been nearly as good since Klay Thompson re-entered the starting lineup. And Jordan Poole has had less minutes and has not been a starter. It's not that Klay Thompson's been bad, but you can trace it back. They were great. Jordan Poole was great. And then Klay Thompson came back, and that's affected the team a bit. But now tonight, here they are, hanging tough with the Suns, less than a minute and a half left to go.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Mike, check. Mike, check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season. And guess what? So are we. Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a 6-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira, and I've been gracing your screens for the last 2 decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big news for the Lakers tonight because, hey, they're back in the play-in.
Yeah, baby. Keldon Johnson misses that layup late, and Memphis takes down the Spurs.
Yeah, look, this is what I mean when I say when you're at the bottom of the conference. You don't need to be, well, we got to win 6 of our last. No, there's a reason you guys are 15 games under 500. Win 3 of your last 7, and that'll get you in because you're not suddenly just turning into a good team. You're a bad team. You're there for a reason. So winning 3 out of 7. That's what you have to say. I mean, it sounds awful at a press conference saying, well, if we win 3 of our last 7, we'll be okay. We should be able to get in. Because, look, all our teams are all terrible. You know, we just really all suck. No, but that's really the realistic expectation is win 3 of your last 7. And for the Lakers, again, Mike, I'm going to say, I'm just saying, but I told you 6 weeks ago, if it comes to the end of the season and the Lakers look like they're going to be falling out of the play-in round, not completely out of it, when there's still enough to say, oh boy, they look like they could fall out, watch something happen and LeBron James is not going to play in games. And voila, here he is with an ankle injury. He's come back from ankle injuries before, but now that they are in the position of potentially falling out of the play-in round because they're no longer strongly in it, they could fall out of it very easily. He didn't play on Sunday. He's not playing tomorrow night. Didn't even travel with the team. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. 6 weeks ago, I said LeBron is not going to be the guy that you can say at the end of the season, hey, you're blaming me for the Lakers not getting in the playoffs. I'm not going to sit there and have everybody yelling at me on TV and on the radio about it. I'm not going to have that on my legacy that, oh, LeBron's not the same guy. He couldn't get the Lakers in the playoffs anymore. No. That's not going to happen to me. And he's not going to play. For some reason, he won't play the last few games. And look at where we're at right now. Do you really think he's going to play the rest of the way? You really think he is? If the Lakers somehow can clinch it and stay, yeah, then he would. But not when there's a chance he could play, they could lose, and then you could blame him because the schedule is way too difficult for the Lakers and LeBron, especially LeBron, to take that chance of coming back to play because so many games he's played this year. And even though he's had big games, they've lost. So he's not going to be a guy that say, I'm on the hook for the Lakers missing the playoffs. No. I said he was going to start missing games, and here he is missing games at the end when they could fall out. This is the first time they could fall out of the play-in round, and it's the first time it looks like, boy, he's not coming back for a while.
Yeah, I still say it still falls on him. In the construction of this squad, the
decision's
made.
But he's just
going
to say, I couldn't play the last 7-8 games. It would have been different if I could have played the last 7-8 games. It's that plausible deniability.
Yes.
No, because
we're all dumb enough to believe. Like, look, he can look himself in the mirror, and if he believes that, then good on him. That's a great way to go through life, where you don't recognize that you had 75 games to get it right. You missed the last seven, and you're able to say, hey, man, I did the best. No! The other 75, you had plenty of winnable games that you let go. How about the other night? The team didn't finish the job, even though he got hurt. That you had a big lead on the Pelicans, and they came. Oh, wait. Now you get to a revenge game against them on Friday, and he can have a big 40-point, 15-rebound, 12-assist night or something like that. Mm-hmm. Look, in the end, he's got to wear it, right, if they don't make it. And it would be a better point to, you know, build his – you know, end stage career resume by saying, you know what, I battled through. And if I don't get it, I don't get it. And like, I don't know how badly his ankles hurt, right? We just know that for years he was Teflon, right? He played through everything. Three out of the 4 years in Lakerland, injuries. And that fourth year, they had a 3-month break. Ended with the title. Congratulations. Nobody takes that away. I certainly don't denigrate it. There's a lot of psychological protocol and keeping folks on the right path and ready and fighting through. But where we are now, no, you don't get a pass if you don't play. First 75 games still have to mean something.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. We got Rick Bucher coming your way in about 15 minutes. We'll break down the end of this Suns-Warriors game. Suns are up by 2 with less than 10 seconds left to go. Could be seeing overtime. But today, we watched the Tom Brady retirement come into crystal clear formation, or at least you knew it if you listened to the show, because we told you weeks ago when Brady retired, this was a strategic retirement. This was not a real retirement. There was a reason he was retiring, and it was nothing to do with the fact that he was done playing football. And now with the Bruce Arians news today, we know exactly what it's all about. Bruce Arians today announced that he's no longer going to be the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He is moving upstairs to the front office, and defensive coordinator Todd Bowles is taking over. And already there has been so many explanations for why this was a decision that was made right around the time Brady was going to come back. The Todd Bowles succession plan was always in place. Bruce Arians said, I could coach one more year, but I wanted to be able to turn it over to Todd and give him a great chance to succeed this year as a head coach. All this crap, blah, blah, blah. No. Tom Brady pulled a power play, and he won. No one retires for 40 days. No one retires, and then a week later won't close the door on retirement. Right, you just don't do that. And that's exactly what Tom Brady did. We told you then something is up here. He wants to come back. He's mad at the Bucs, and he probably wants to get to another team, but this is why he's retired. This is a strategical development, right? Aaron Rodgers threatened to retire. And I never took that seriously because when you talk about I could retire. Now I know you're just yapping about it. You're looking to find a reason out there for leverage that you can try to use against the Packers for either a trade or a bigger contract. Tom Brady just retired. He just retired. Said, I'm retiring. We had heard that he had been at odds with Bruce Arians for a while, wasn't happy, and let's face it, Tom Brady's not going to go through another situation where he plays for a coach that he's unhappy playing for. He went through it in New England. He lost the power play. I'm not letting that happen again. So I'll retire. And what happened? The Bucs had to scramble. They scrambled. What's going to happen? And then Brady wouldn't close the door on retiring. And then all the reports of Brady's destination. He could want to come back and play for the 49ers. Oh, Brady could come back and play for the Miami Dolphins. All these different things. Oh, Brady, what do you want? Hey, I don't want Bruce Arians as the head coach. This is not working. I don't want him coming in after not being around the team because I'm working 24/7. He's not coming in Friday night with a red pen and going through the game plan going, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like this. I'm not going to have that. So you have to figure something else out. If you do, I'll come back. Do you really think it's a coincidence that that according to reports, Rick Stroud of the Tampa Bay Times saying the decision for Bruce Arians to move upstairs was made right around the time Tom Brady decided to come back as a quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Of course not. Brady pulled a power play. He used retiring as his leverage. What do you want? This is what I want. I want new head coach. I want to be able to do things. I want X, Y, and Z. Okay, Tom, you got it. And now Tom Brady is back. And they signed a couple of players that he wanted to sign. And now the band is back together. And things are great for Tampa Bay. But make no mistake about it. This is a Tom Brady power play. And he wins it. Right? All this other stuff, you can throw it all around and force answers any way you want to about how, well, maybe Bruce Arians, he was going to retire anyway in a year. And, oh, maybe Brett. No. Brady pulled a power play because this retirement made absolutely no sense. Now, when you see the end game, which is Bruce Arians is upstairs and Brady wins, now you see everything makes sense from the beginning.
Yeah, the fun part of it is now trying to figure out reality versus spin, right? And way to crack open that beer as we get towards hour four. As, you know, Jay Glazer, you know, who we know is a buddy of Bruce Arians. Arians has been in the background during conversations with Glazer in the past to the point where he goes, I have to go into another room before we are non-FCC compliant. Uh-huh. But, quote, Bruce Arians told me once he knew Brady was coming back, he started thinking he could step away and leave Bowles in a great position. Said there was a rule that needed clarification, which they got this week at owners' meeting, which led to timing, which is, if it is regarding the after March 1st Rooney rule and everything else, that's problematic because there's some team looking going, hey, if that exists, then I got a guy that's in waiting. I could fire a guy after March 1st and not have to, you know, go through processes and I could just install the guy I wanted. That's problematic. So I got to think there was something more to it than that. But when we look at this, now it's, well, what part of it do you want to believe, right? The Brady Instagram and Arians response, like at least playing out, everybody's, you know, nice sandbox and happy and, all right, this is great. And congratulations to Todd Bowles. Whatever's fiction, whatever's reality, wherever the tween they meet, he's got a 5-year deal as the head coach, according to Schefter. Right, so they ripped up the last couple of years on his deal and gave him a 5-year deal as head coach. Maybe the understanding, you know, all right, Bowles the guy here, Leftwich, a guy that's still growing and will have his opportunities, but they wanted to make sure Bowles got his second opportunity here with a good team after being part of the Jets. Sorry, buddy. But again, it goes back to the
Jets gonna try, jet, buddy.
but that's just it, right? Anybody that wants to have the spin, whether it's anti-Brady or, you know, trying to make it a Machiavellian plan, will do it that way. Look, it's a 40 days. Look, I've already thought about it. Like, my kids laugh, like, when I take vacation. After about 12 hours, I'm trying to build a website, writing, I'm doing something because I lose my mind. I foresee the day where I do the thing of, all right, I think I'm done. But is he really done? No. I'll be into whatever's next shortly thereafter. So, yeah, I have no doubt there are conversations. There's the animus. We talked with Rich Ornberger about it earlier in the show, going back to his report of a couple months back that there were problems and battles within the organization. I guess problems is probably the wrong word, but at least battles to where to try to get everybody back for another run. There would need to be some change. And for Brady, sure. Yeah, you want more control. Of course, who doesn't? right? Your name's the one that goes high or low. Like Bruce Arians, Todd Bowles, Byron Leftwich, they're going to have stuff added to their Wikipedia pages, resumes, Hall of Fame credentials for Arians and maybe for Bowles and Leftwich in the long play. But for everything else is Tom Brady. So, yeah, it's all about, all right, what are the best circumstances for me to win and have the level of control I want? Yeah, Bruce Arians going up to the front office probably helped facilitate that quite a bit. Not to mention that, you know, Brady kind of took Light's role, too. I mean, all he had to do was figure out the money. Do we have enough money to bring this guy back? Okay, I'll make the call.
Oh, yeah, that's why he called
Russell. So, like, right now, it is Tom Brady.
That's why he called him.
Tom Brady presents the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, that's what's going to be on the marquee this year. Like he's doing a Vegas show.
That's why Gage thought that it was, hey, am I being punk? No, I'm calling you. But, well, shouldn't coach be calling me? No. Dude, I'm calling you. Don't worry about it. Just come back, and I will talk to Jason Light and get the paperwork, too. I should be waiting for a call from Bruce Arians. No, dude, I'm telling you, man. We're good. I'm coming back. You're getting a contract. It's all okay. All right. Boy, that was really weird. Brady just called to sign me. Look, I feel good about the Bucs because Brady's going to be a freer player. He's going to be happier, but he learned his lesson from New England, and that is I'm the greatest quarterback of all time, because you know he knows that. And I lost a power struggle with a guy who's a great head coach, but how did I lose that? And clearly there's buyer's remorse, because if they had to make that decision again, they'd probably keep me and get rid of Belichick because I've won the Super Bowl and been to the playoffs again. But I'm not having that happen here in Tampa. I'm not going to be a guy that has to sit back and listen to a guy like Bruce Arians criticize me and do things that I don't think are right. No. I'm exercising my power, and that's exactly what he did. He learned his lesson from New England.
I just like everybody, you know, now just, look, I want out. I'm going to get in front of a microphone. I'm going to say it. Forget about using your minions in the press, man. Just go do it. That's what you wanted with your social media accounts. So I love it. Let's
Twitter,
go.
How about a Fresca? Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we got Rick Bucher on the way. All the latest from this thriller between the Suns and the Warriors. Potential Julius Randle, Donovan Mitchell deals next.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level.
old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.